We are going to continue on with informational items, our fall foliage tracker, and I believe Heather Berg is going to join us virtually.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. I am Heather Berg. I'm the Parks GIS Specialist for the Parks Division. And yes, today I will be covering our fall foliage tracker. Can I get permission to share my screen? Here we go. Okay. You able to see my screen now?
Yes, we can. Go ahead and get started.
All right.
Thank you.
So the fall foliage tracker is a great way for visitors to our state to kind of, if they are really interested in all the different colors of the leaves within our parks, we've got a map that shows kind of those key areas when they're hitting the peak most beautiful colors. And so I'll walk you through that process today. So when you first come to the GFP website, you'll want to go up here to maps. And then if you scroll down to the very bottom, you will see our fall foliage tracker. And so we've offered this map for the last 5 years. And so this is kind of a quick summary of what the color categories are. And this is also a national tracking program. We're not tied into the national information, but if you do want to see kind of where other folks are doing, they've got a model that tracks week by week where those peak colors are going to be happening. And so we can see here we're kind of in the middle. We're almost to peak, but not quite there. So if you're, you know, touring the whole country, you can kind of see it works its way south. But for our purposes, every state park has its own little leaf color on here. And our park managers get a weekly email. It's usually Wednesday morning to remind them to update their colors. And so we like to have these updated by Thursday afternoon. And so you can see out in the Black Hills, that's usually where we kind of see our peak colors first. We're at peak right now at Spearfish Canyon. And then Bear Butte, Rocky Point, Custer, they're kind of getting pretty close. We do have a few parks that have posted photos, so you can see the actual conditions on the ground here. So this is up in West Pollock, just right by the North Dakota border. You can see some of those trees starting to turn yellow. We've also got a couple parks that'll put some additional notes in here for you. So ash trees, buckeyes are starting to color out down at Palisades near Sioux Falls. And there's a few, I think, sumacs also popping a lot. So yeah, sumac and box elders, they tend to show their colors a lot earlier than some of the other trees. So when you get those forests that have a lot of variety of bushes and shrubs and trees, you can kind of really see all those colors coming in. And so like I said, staff get a weekly reminder. This is a great way for the public to come in and see where they should be planning their fall trips. Tourism also highlights a few of our parks. So you can see Spearfish Canyon, that's kind of the most well-known one within our state. But we've also got Palisades on here, Newton Hills, Seechee Hollow, and Lewis and Clark. And our family has an annual tradition every October for that long holiday weekend. We like to plan our fall camping trip. And this year happens to be going to Oakwood. We're going to be staying at one of the cabins there. And one of our main reasons there is to go see a lot of these fall colors and kind of hike through some of those trails. And so like I mentioned, we've been offering this map for the last 5 years. Currently, we're looking at about 33 views per day. But once we start hitting peak time periods, this is going to jump up to 80 to 100 views a day. So it gets pretty popular. You can see this big spike here. We did a social media post or email blast about it. And so you'll kind of see those trends when those media blasts go out. One other thing to mention, you can see how current the information is by looking at the little pop-up. If you click on a leaf, it'll tell you the last time it was updated. So this was updated yesterday, kind of by the Farm Island Pier area. With that, I'll take any questions you have.
Any questions for Heather? Any comments? Seeing none, very good update. We appreciate it. Thank you for that information.
Thank you.
With our time, we are going to continue through our informational items. Number 11, and I'll look to Al. This is our 2024 camper survey.